On this week's episode, we are talking about workplace chaos, passive-aggressive PowerPoints, and emails you wish you'd never read. Greetings, humans. I'm Michael Thomas, and my coping mechanism is a highly color-coded Outlook calendar.
And I'm Sierra, living proof that "let's circle back" is code for "I'd rather be with my dog." And you're listening to...
Really? This one goes out to anyone who's ever typed perma last email while actively seeing red, been subject to a passive-aggressive PowerPoint, or attended one of those meetings that could have absolutely been an email. We're going to be talking about the weirdest emails you've ever received. Passive-aggressive phrases. We're going to decode those, Sierra. And unhinged work etiquette moments.
Well, I know what really gets me going is an email that you didn't expect. Maybe late at night and you're laying in bed and you're like, you know what? Did I do that? And then you get one and you read it and you're like, oh, dun, dun, dun. Shouldn't have read that because now I'm going to be up for an additional 2 hours wondering on my reply, knowing that now's not the time. Right. You should sleep on it.
But apparently the person that decided to send you that email wasn't sleeping. They were working late.
Apparently. And yeah, so... Before we get going, Thomas, how's your week? How's it going? You got any emails?
No, I don't, actually. Good. This is my new job. I'm telling you, this is the least email in this group of people I've ever worked with.
You mean they face-to-face communicate?
They face-to-face communicate.
I'm here for it. Yes.
Honey, I love it. I love it. What about you? How's your week been?
My week's been good, too. Students are back. That's exciting. Facing-to-facing. Classing, talking, emails, but your usual, can I get some help? Can I get some support? Not a problem. So it's going good.
Yeah. I love, you know, I don't mind an email thread that has like a purpose and then it's done.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, like, or a good Teams chat group that has a purpose. You
know, SharePoint.
I love Teams. You know, that has a purpose and it's doing well, making the points, moving on. I don't know. I love it. Let me ask you this, Sierra. What is the most unhinged thing that you've ever seen happen in the workplace?
Loaded question.
I know. Wow. Has it been a coworker meltdown? Has it been snack theft? Bathroom etiquette violations? Has anyone ever printed out memes and posted them all over the break room like it was 2008?
Wait.
Guilty, that's a guilty tone.
We're gonna circle back to that. Speaking of the memes,
do you have a deliverable?
I love a good meme. I work somewhere that does this, but we do it in the bathroom, so it's like you're going and you're laughing at the same time,
which sometimes can make the go easier.
Yeah. Like, whoop.
Yeah. Just drop that right off. Now, I like that better than a workplace memo in the bathroom on the board right in front of the toilet.
Yeah. But honestly, if you're trying to communicate something and you know people aren't going to check the emails.
Right.
It is the best place. It's solid.
It is. It's a solid place.
Because you can't be like, I know you didn't know about this. I know you didn't know about this mandatory staff meeting because you do go to the bathroom here.
I have many times been the poster in the bathroom. I have not, however, been the sitter and reader in the bathroom. Oh. So, but I do know a lot of people from my previous leadership experience that had they not had that bulletin board in the bathroom, they would not have known about the staff meeting that was coming up. So, yeah I mean, I do agree that memos are decent in the bathroom, but I don't know. I just like the idea of a meme. I'll go with your all's little practice.
Thank you. And you're circling welcome. Back, here we go to snack Circle. Theft. Snack theft. Okay. So yeah, I mean, it happens, right? Like I'm not a doer of this because I care too much about what people think, but I'm not going to take your food from the refrigerator. However,
you also love a snack. So you respect that.
I love a snack. I'm packing though. I'm always packing my snacks.
ways. Listeners, when she comes here, when she comes to my house, and I'll usually have some. No, no. Oh, and she brings the gamut. It'll be like fried butter and
fried
chickpeas. No, I'm just saying like the gamut of health. Like, I mean, you will bring like some nasty chocolate confections all the way to like, let's eat some cherry tomatoes. You know, kale. Yeah, kale. Those, you know, fried kale chips that remind me of like fly wings. Yeah. So.
Beef wings.
You absolutely do bring me. She's, hey, folks, if you ever need a snack, go see Miss Sierra.
Well, thank you.
She's going to have you back.
My friends know that too, especially like if we're going on a hike. Anywho, snack thievery. What if I told you that we had a case of the Tupperware theft? Thief. Yeah.
Like the legit Tupperware brand?
I don't think it was that. It might have been like a Pyrex or whatever. But oh, okay. Glass at that. That's expensive. Okay.
Somebody thieved yours?
Not mine. This is a story that I heard about. It was all over the news in, you know, the staff. So
tonight at 6.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what I heard. I came into work and they were like, have you heard about somebody just stole my Tupperware? And I was like, what? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Literally somebody ate their lunch, rinsed it off, put it in the dishwasher. Yes, we had a dishwasher.
Rich.
Puts their dishes into the dishwasher and then goes in the evening after their shift to find their Tupperware gone. Gone.
This is at your school?
No. This is at one of the clinics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sierra has 12 jobs.
Oh, just 8. Okay.
I get it. I used to be her hustle is real, folks. That's rude. I honestly think I would be more mad about the Tupperware than I would the snack. Like, leave my Tupperware.
Yeah. I mean, that's 12 bucks or more.
I mean, if you need to eat, I will let you have my food.
Have my chicken Alfredo. God.
Absolutely, but not my Tupperware.
Clearly, you need it more than I do.
I've never, I honestly have never had a snack thief or a Tupperware thief. Now, there have been some times when people have left their storage devices in the fridges at work, and we don't know what's in them.
Yeah, mystery meat.
And, you know, we're not going to, they've been in there for like months and we're not going to clean that out. So yeah, there are times when we just chuck them because, you know, obviously that person didn't care enough to come back and get them.
It's too far gone. The penicillin has kicked in.
Oh, 100%. You could cure lots of diseases with what is growing in those things. Or, I mean, you could probably actually start another pandemic with what's growing in some of them.
Oh, yeah. Aspergillus. Everywhere.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good fungus among us.
It is. Can we talk about just a second as we get into our main topics? The passive aggressive phrases that we just, well, I mean, it's the title of this episode. Per my last email. When you see per my last email, what goes through your head, Sierra?
Like a decoding? Like, what's it? What are you really trying to say? Okay. I think I do have to share with you that when I started in the corporate world of being in leadership position, I received a per my last email and I didn't think anything about it. I was like, oh gosh, whoops, must have missed that. Didn't know the truth behind that phrase until I got a per the last email from payroll. And it was like I had submitted payroll, but apparently we had changed the way that we were doing that. And I guess I just missed that email. And I got from someone per our last email and statement that we said, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, you're coming for me right now. So let me tell you what I think per my last email it really means. Can you read? Did you read?
Yeah,
can you read? Yeah. Go back and read, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's be real. Yeah. I have used per my last email quite a bit.
You're one of those.
Unfortunately.
You're a user?
I am. I have been. Yeah. And however, it's been used on me quite a few times too.
Oh, no. Because
I'll just say it. I'm a skimmer of emails. So I do miss things sometimes. Mm. That's why I love a good bold. I love a good italicized word. Tell me what you need me to listen to if you're going to send me an email that when printed off is a solid 4 pages. Like, you know, if it's something like that you need me to really focus on, no more than 2 sentences.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to, no.
Maybe they need to provide a table of contents.
For real. I'm like, and I have replied back with TLDR.
What's that?
Too long. Didn't read.
Oh.
I mean, you know, the one that I loved getting. Just circling back.
Mm.
Just circling back, which tells me that they're like, uh-huh. I know you're ignoring me. I mean, and I'm like,
I love a good circle back.
I wasn't annoying, well, you're annoying me, but I know I wasn't ignoring you intentionally. Subconsciously, my brain might have been like, nope, but not intentionally. I wasn't trying to.
I get that.
Oh, and another one. Hold on, while it's on the tip of my tongue before it leaves me, I used to have a boss that would say this all the time, and it absolutely, if it ever came to, like, you knew she was coming for you. Help me understand.
Help me understand. Oh, raw. That's raw.
That's raw, honey. And that is shady. I'm like, where's my clack fan? Like, that is shady as all get out. Help me understand. Why did you do that?
That is so shady. Like Sade, smooth operator. Wow.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I've never been on the receiving end, and I'm going to put that on the never have I ever list and keep it.
Well,
there.
I think it's karma for all of my, per my last emails, that I have been on the receiving end of that one a couple times.
They threw that
the
back
universe
at you.
Being like, well, right back at you, son. yeah, I don't like let's touch base.
Let's touch base. I don't want to touch anything. Yeah.
I don't want to touch a thing.
I don't want to touch
let's
anything.
Touch base. Sorry. They're rolling out of me this morning. You know, you're on a Zoom call.
Okay.
You bring up something remotely controversial and people start chiming in, and the person running the Zoom meeting is like, okay, thank you all. We'll get it. We'll get people together and let's take this offline.
Let's take this offline. What do you think that means?
It.
Like, I don't want to talk about this.
In my perception, because you know, perception's king. We can't say anything. Nobody can say anything to us that our opinion doesn't matter. In my perception, it is, yeah, I don't really care what you have to say about that. Even though I know at times it's really, it is helpful to stay on track. But if, you know, you're feeling some type of way and the person leading the meeting's like, uh-huh, thank you, Michael Thomas. Let's take that offline. I'm like, okay.
Clearly, what I'm saying doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's how I feel. Have you had that said to you before?
I have not had that said to me. However, I have been in meetings where it's getting a little AWOL and I think I've just honestly been like, hey, okay, I love this energy. I love the passion. I love the drive.
I love this passion,
but we got to keep going, and we are going to circle back to that later. Thank you.
Let's circle back.
Yeah.
Meaning, I don't want to talk about this right now.
I'm not ignoring you. I just don't. We got to keep going. So yeah. I think one of mine, though, that I, again, when starting out in the corporate setting and getting these like fancy emails, because I wasn't an emailer. I worked third shift. I worked overnight, 12-hour shift. Sure. Nobody's emailing me. And right. I also was one of those people that didn't really check it until I got in leadership and was like, well, look at this way to communicate and yell at people for not checking their emails.
What is this novel thing?
Look at that. And so I thought an email was just where you signed up for things to get coupons online, but whatever. And
your mouth to God's ears, sister. I wish.
So I would get these emails and they would start with, "Hi, Sierra. I hope this email finds you well." And that just, that made me feel like I was in like the Biltmore and, "Hi, welcome. I hope this email finds you well," like a scholar.
You're up at the Downton Abbey, sis.
I'm in Downton Abbey or Brexit.
You're at Harvard, Yale. You're on Gilmore Girls.
Wow.
With Rory.
Fancy. And I tried to use it back and it just didn't feel like me. It's not authentic me. I'm like, "Hey, how are you?" Like, "Hey." Well, okay. I start my emails with a lot of times, "Hey, happy Friday. Hey, wonderful Wednesday." Like a child, I guess. I don't know. And so I wanted to decode.
It's just authentically you.
It's just me. Like, I hope this email finds you well.
You're being authentic, Sierra.
Thank you. I do think that's, I just can't do that. So I hope this email finds you well. I just don't know if they care that I'm well.
Right. Like, I don't really care that you're well, but I'm going to make this sound nice.
I think it's just trying to soften a blow of, "No, we didn't approve that." That's what
Sure, you know? Sure.
Like, I hope this email finds you well. Just so you know, that didn't get approved. Have a great day.
Just so you know, your vacation that you booked 3 years ago, you don't get to take that.
Yeah, we're going to have to deny that. And there's another one, too, of I don't like to get. This one came from Daniel. I didn't know that I hated it until I listened to it. Kind of like if somebody chews chips really loud and you didn't know they were a loud chip chewer. And then somebody tells you they're a loud chip chewer, and then you can never not hear them chew chips.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that this was nails on a chalkboard until Dan said it. The good old fashioned, "Just so you're aware."
Sorry, I did have a physical reaction.
Oh.
When you said that.
Yeah. "Just so you're aware." Ugh.
Yeah, that's gross. I hate it. Mm-mm. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
"Just so you're aware," because obviously you're not smart. Like,
"Just so you're aware so you can do something about this," because clearly you're not already. Yeah,
you sent a chill down my spine.
You were visceral over there.
It was a visceral because I hate that. "Just so you're aware."
You had a vagal stimulation, sir.
Well, I didn't pass out.
That's good.
But I probably could have.
Cats will do.
Oh,
that.
Here's another one. Let's move on to some red flags.
Okay? Go ahead.
You want to do that? Have you ever had any reply all disasters?
Oh, I have not. I'm very grateful and lucky that I have not had any reply all disasters. But I think that stems from maybe some trauma. As a child, ensuring that I never sent my father anything that I shouldn't. Via text.
Now, I have not at work. I will say that I have not at work. I have accidentally sent my late father a message that was not intended for his eyeballs. That was actually intended for my sister's and about him. And it was not flattering.
Oh.
Did I fall in? I mean, I got that like warm wash of nervousness and anxiety right after I realized what I'd done. And I sent my sister a screenshot of it and we were dying laughing. And all he responded with was, "Thanks."
Thanks.
And I would say I felt bad, but he had been kind of not nice that day. So I didn't feel bad about it. But, you know, he was real nice after that.
Good. Well, maybe that worked.
But no, not at work. I haven't had any reply all disasters myself. I do know of a few that I have been replied all on, and I'm like, ooh, that's real shady. I don't think I'm supposed to be seeing. I don't think that's for our eyeballs. I don't think that is for our consumption.
But then you're glad you saw it.
100%.
Juicy.
I mean, you know, it's kind of funny. I'm sorry. It just is.
Okay. So how about the people that live in the calendar invites and those people that are like, we need a meeting, but this could have been an email. This could have also just been like, hey, let's grab coffee or the water cooler and let's just talk that out real quick. We don't need to over-explain it. Let's just check that box, hit that bullet, and let's go.
If it's just between the two of us or like, you know, we're the perspective or respective leaders of our teams, just pop your head in my office.
Pop it.
Just pop it in my office. If you got a question, pop your head in my office and be like, hey, what about XYZ? You know, totally fine. And totally fine. We ain't gotta do all that. DTM, folks, doing too much.
Absolutely.
And I get it. It's a way to document that it was done. We can document it like post. We can document it after the fact.
Sure.
And be like, hey, so we talked about this and this is what we're gonna do. Send that way we've got a paper trail. I get that part. You know, we are medical and veterinary professionals. We understand that if we didn't document it, we didn't do it. But creating a whole meeting in order just to have it documented, no, I'm not doing a quick sync just to have something documented.
No, I'm very happy to say that I am in a position and where I work at the school. I am very, very lucky. There is a lot of good there's a lot of good communication. My colleagues are in the same office suite as me. One of them isn't. She's over at the shelter, but it's just a text message away. It's a phone call away. My boss, half the time we're on the phone and it could be a quick question, but then all these other questions come about. And then an hour later, I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to jump off here. Thanks for answering my question.
Yeah.
But her office is right beside mine. She does have to do the whole, like, if the door shut, you know, because I can come in and I can chat. I can throw down a chat and catch up.
I have no impulse control like that. None whatsoever.
I think that that's a good thing that you're working with people that you like and your friends.
Oh, same. I do too. But I can promise you if I get started and then we have a good banter, if we have some good chemistry, there's going to be an hour that's gone by that I should have been grading or I should have been doing lesson plans. I get it. I get that. Like,
I got to read the room.
You know, those memes that are like, that people have taped to their cubicles. Do not talk to me. I'm far behind and I have no impulse control. That's me.
Yeah. That's you. I understand that. I totally understand that. And
I mean, I don't know why you would understand that. We didn't just create a whole podcast based on, you know, us talking about nothing.
We talk about anything, everything, and nothing absolutely at the same time. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And listen, folks, if y'all ever hear anything and that rubs you the wrong way, I can assure you we've done it. I can assure you we're being petty because we've probably lived through it ourselves. So, you know, don't let this, don't let it sit hard on you, spirit.
No. And don't read the email at 10 p.m. Speaking of reading an email at 10 p.m., what do you think about an email that you get at 10 p.m. on a Friday or Thursday night, whichever, end of day Friday? Let's go end of day Friday that says no rush. Is it a rush? Do you think that's a rush? Is it actually a rush?
I don't know why that struck me as so funny, but yeah. Yeah. Hey,
no rush. It's Friday. Now I have gotten
one at 1 a.m. before and woken up when my alarm rang at 5:45 that said in the title, no rush. And in the body, it was like, but can we please talk about blah, 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 you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm glad there wasn't a rush on it because I was – Solid logs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had already accepted the fact that you weren't going to get a reply real quick.
Yeah. And two, you know, you think about the other person that formed that, whatever it might be, maybe it's something that is an issue or some sort of like constructive criticism to something you did or whatever. It's like, hey, no rush. Just wanted to put this. I'm just going to leave this here for you to read. And you respond whenever you want to. Yeah. And it's like, well, now that's all I can think about.
Right.
When I'm at lunch.
I have made it a practice, and I suggest people do this as well, that I don't check my email after 7 p.m.
I need that boundary in my life.
My work email.
Yeah.
I don't check anything like that after a certain amount of time. Cause it's just after 7 PM, is there a way for it to get done before tomorrow? No, mm-mm. I promise you, I'm either sitting there studying up on a topic that I'm teaching tomorrow or binge watching Great British Baking Show or Gilmore Girls or something like that. You know, like I'm not it. No, it's not a priority. You got to have some time for yourselves.
I'm working on that. I do think that it's important to talk about the true intention of CCing other people on emails. And again, I'm happy to say I work in a place that does this with good intentions because the key to CCing other people is communication. We want to all be on the same page. Hey, I'm going to shoot this email over here. I just want to make sure that you're in the loop too, in case you got anything to add over here. We got some, let's bounce some ideas. Let's have a good time. Let's party.
I will say, now that you say that, it just brings up in my head. I think there is such a, I think it's an indicator of a positive culture at work. Yeah. If number one, you don't necessarily CC everybody and their boss, but also when in my previous job, so passive aggressive, I think, to CC somebody's boss or them to CC your boss when they ask you a question. I don't know. I always try to operate under the assumption of positive intent. So like when I see that, I always think they think I'm not going to get back to them.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, that's my perception. That's the story I'm telling myself in my head that, you know, if they CC my boss, and I'm very grateful that that's not so much of a thing. I feel like as educators, we're a little more direct with one another.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. And I think that's a positive thing.
Yes. I think that the overall intention is the communication. I've been on the receiving end, not in this position, but in clinics in the leadership position of, I just didn't know that there was ill intent from that somebody was trying to be a tattletale, little snitches get stitches sort of thing. And I was like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, wait, why would you put that there? Why don't you just call me and ask me what?
Right. What? Right.
And then I just realized, oh, I'm the one that's the ignorant one that's like, oh, okay. And so
I think we learned
that the hard way.
I think we both kind of operate under that assumption of positive intent. And sometimes that'll kick you in the face.
Yeah.
But I do feel like we both have come out of very toxic places into fairly positive places. And I feel like the difference between a toxic workplace and a positive workplace is how you do communicate.
Yeah. And I think for where I was, there were elements of toxicity, but then there was the boots on the ground, like in the clinic portion where it's like, oh, well, these are my friends. We're just doing our thing.
That's my team.
That's my team. But yeah, it's just that disconnect from like a corporate setting. Sometimes I did have a regional that was supportive, and half the time I would send her an email and then she would just immediately call me for clarification. And I'm like, I like phone calls. Keep it coming.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think there's a time and a place for them at work. I do not want a phone call after hours.
No. I took a phone call one time when I was backpacking. And
oh girl,
why did I answer that? I was new.
I don't know. We were brainwashed. I mean, I will say we were making some good money. I will say that now we did, but it's just tough. It's tough. You know, you live and learn, and I'm grateful. I am absolutely grateful for all those times, all the hurts, all the ups, all the downs. I made some absolutely wonderful friends, beautiful people that I think I'll have in my life the rest of my life. But
absolutely. Yeah. No regrets. Well, I'm just
glad, you know, it's an experience. You move through, you come through, you come back, and then you hopefully it'll help you get on the track to what you actually want to do. So if anybody is listening to this feeling a little overwhelmed with where they're at right now, and I hate it when people are like, oh my gosh, if you love your work, you'll never work a day in your life. I don't believe that.
I'm still working.
You're still working. I mean, I love what we do. I love what you and I do, but is it work?
Yes.
It's tough. I mean, making a podcast, being creative, this is our creative outlet. Being a teacher, also a fairly creative profession, it's work. And I love both of them. But would I rather not do something? Maybe. Some days I'd rather, you know, get paid to binge watch Great British Baking Show.
I would love to be paid to play with my dog and go outside and go on adventures and eat food.
100%. All right, y'all, if you related to any of this, just let us know. Tag us, make comments, let us know, because I think all of this is highly relatable, especially for those of you that are in the corporate world, or those of you that have been purred on that last email. Sierra?
Yeah.
Let's talk about, really, spend your money here.
Where
you all spend your money, sis? Where should people spend their money at down there in your neck of the woods?
Okay, we're going to spend our money on an evening or on the weekend at Iron Key Brewing Company in Columbus, North Carolina. You can find them on Facebook at Iron Key Brewing Company and Instagram at Iron Key Brewing Co. C-O. Let me tell you, they have fantastic beers on tap, but they have fantastic cheese curds and a pretzel that swings from a pendulum.
A pretzel that swings from a pendulum?
And you dip it into some cheese. It's great. Dogs are allowed.
Saying all my favorite words.
Mm-hmm.
I love every single word you just said.
Perfect.
You've totally gotten me off track.
Okay. Well, let's circle back and bring into where are you?
Let's circle back. Let's get your deliverable.
Where are you going to really spend your money?
Oh, my spend your money here is the Russell Theater in Lebanon, Virginia. My brother-in-law is the director there at the Russell Theater. He is the director of Parks and Rec for the town of Lebanon, Virginia. You can find them on Facebook at the Russell Theater, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, or on Instagram at the Russell Theater. They are a venue for artists, especially local artists, storytellers. They have a really cool like outdoor space. And folks, we might be working with the Russell Theater at some point in the future, maybe next summer. I don't know. We might be doing something. So
here we go.
Stay tuned for that. The Russell Theater, my brother-in-law, and the town and many, many people have worked their butt off. They've won awards in the state of Virginia for this venue. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I think it opened in like 1939. It's very historic. They did a full renovation. It's got an amazing sound system. When I saw Wicked there, I was like, oh, that's how it was supposed to sound.
Okay.
None of our movie theaters around here are amazing. They don't have amazing sound. And that one, little, small movie theater that also is a live performance venue, amazing sound, folks. I loved it. So go visit the Russell Theater in Lebanon, Virginia.
Wonderful. Love a good intimate setting. Makes a difference.
All right, folks. Next week is going to be Sierra's time to shine. Our topic will be top dog. Woo-hoo. We love dogs. Can I pet that dog?
Can I pet that dog? Yeah, really, we've maxed out all of our bandwidth for today. I hope you all have gotten a laugh out of this. And remember, whatever you do, please don't reply all.
Don't do it. And don't say, help me understand. You are publicly shaming people. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and coming soon, folks, YouTube. Send us your petty work stories, especially if you've ever been replied all, if you've ever been purred on that last email, you know, we'll forgive you. So here we are again at the end. I'm worn out.
A little bit. We've gone through a lot and hit some heavy stuff. Remember that the views and flawless opinions you hear on this show are ours alone and don't reflect the views of our employers, my spouse, my dog, or Karen at Barnes & Noble.
Oh, okay, Karen. This show is for entertainment and mildly educational purposes. If you make any life-altering decisions on something we've said, that's on you, boo. We'll be back next week.
Stay curious, stay hydrated, and keep circling back.
Sierra.
It's my favorite. Bye. Really with Sierra and Michael Thomas is produced by Griff Chap Studio LLC. The views and opinions expressed by host Sierra and Michael Thomas are their own and do not reflect those of their employers. Copyright 2025, Griff Chap Studio LLC, all rights reserved.